T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
It's just me sitting here. It's just me. Welcome, everybody, to the 118th episode of Blurbs in the Hood. I'm your resident, Mr. Jay Washington. You're probably wondering, where is my better half in the show? Where is my partner in crime? Where is my co-host, the swaggy blurb, Winston A. Marshall? Well, according to him, at 9:45 this morning, hey, man, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I got to do this chemistry test. And I was like, you couldn't tell me that at like at least 6:45 this morning, not 9:45. But no, Winston's not feeling well. So I don't know for sure if he will be here. So he is sick. He just had to do a chemistry test or a callback earlier. And after that, he said he was going to drop. So I'm not 100% sure. I didn't want to harass or bother him or anything. So I literally did every single thing I had to do for the show, like thumbnail, prep the show, assets, every single thing. I did it. And so I was like, yo, I might end up having to do this whole show myself for a hot hour. But then I was like, you know what? Let's see if I can find somebody to come help me, you know, saying ride this ride and see if they want to handle some of this madness through what this is. And I brought back one of the homies who we had on here before. He's been seen in a variety of commercials from Progressive, Toyota, everything. We brought him on here when he was in the KFC Lifetime movie, A Recipe for Seduction, where I was squared up and down. He was going to have to kiss Mario Lopez in the mouth. But I always fuck with him. But my homie, and he's going to be under Winston's thing. So he's not Winston. It's the nigga Martin Morrow. Martin, what's happening?
Nope.
I should take you off this. You came in here trying to flex and shit. Like, that's not what's going to happen, man. Thank you for doing that here early in the show. Also, thank you to everybody who is watching us live on YouTube, everybody who was watching over on Twitch, everybody who has subscribed over the past several days, everybody who stuck with us last week after getting the episode pulled and put back up, everybody who watched Talk Blurdy to me this past Sunday, man, all the things that we're doing here with Blurbs in the Hood and how we're growing and expanding that, I want to make sure I said thank you to each and every one of y'all. Again, if you're watching live, hit the like button, subscribe, all that shit. I'll get to all the Streamlabs, everything. Martin, I appreciate you, man. Yo, shout out to Murdoch. He said, Winston looks weird today. Yeah, show you look. He looks dark skinned as fuck. Tommy Tucker says, do we have a flex off? No, that's not possible at all. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm way too big. I'm way too big compared to
I tell everybody, this is a real life Instagram filter. Like, this ain't real. Like, this is just somebody. So, like, again, y'all already know how it goes. Streamlabs.com/blurbsinthehood/tip. But Martin, since it's been a while, you haven't been here as the like full guest on the show, and so you don't know kind of what happened. So normally when my brother Winston A. Marshall is here, I ask him this question, but I will ask it to you since, ladies and gentlemen, Martin has no idea. He just saw the name on the run sheet, but he doesn't understand. So, Mr. Martin Morrow.
My nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Not Jackie Chan.
What? What?
They definitely took that part out of every TNT rerun.
Oh, that shit don't come in. No TNTs.
My friend. And then that my buddy.
My buddy. So what you been up to, man? Tell the people what you been up to.
Oh, my God. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Filmed another commercial for Progressive. So waiting on that to drop. I was also in an episode of the show called Let's Be Real on Fox, produced by Robert Schmeigel, who does Triumph the Insult Dog. So me interacting with the Leslie Jones puppet, if you want to see that, I think it's on their YouTube. It's also on Hulu. Also, just, man, just doing these shows. Jay, you and I were supposed to do a show not too long ago. Then a fucking lightning pole fell on the building or something like that. So they, I don't know if they moved your date yet, but they
August 1st, something like that.
August 1st, which is also my 33rd birthday.
So we'll be telling jokes and celebrating you being alive another year. So that's dope, man. That's definitely dope with that, man. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad to hear you got things going on and things are going well, you know, yeah. Because I've said this, and Winston and I talk about this all the time, how through the whole panorama, shit's been weird for people. Some people stopped working. Some people didn't know what to do. Some people moved back home, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas with myself and Winston, we were blessed and fortunate to keep moving, keep shit pushing. Like, Blurreds grew throughout the entire parallelogram. Like, but we both were filming shit, you know, working on different things. I'm waiting on Channing Tatum's new movie to finally drop that I did during, you know, I shot that on election day. And so all this other crazy shit, man. So I'm excited for that. But I need you to ask me this question. I need you to say Mr. J. Washington. And then I'll just say those words.
Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
I just... Here's the best part about that segment. All of our non-black viewers, namely our white viewers, who typically sometimes have to learn the hard way to not watch this show without fucking headphones. Like, they had to learn, like, they could, like, one of our homies, he was at a coffee shop, and all of a sudden he was watching Blurreds on his phone at a coffee shop, and out of nowhere just played,
nigga.
And they looked at him like it was crazy. And I was like, how do you explain to motherfuckers? Like, that's what's going on here. But no,
it's a video that I'm watching. Like, why are you watching nigga videos, white man? And then the coffee shop jumps him.
And then all of a sudden you just hear,
nigga hush.
You can't explain all that. But for me, you know what? Like, shouts out to Compton Mania, man. It's a wrestling company they put together in Compton, Deshaun Watkins and all this stuff. And what they did, the reason they did it was to bring live wrestling to the hood, to a lot of the kids in South LA, South Central LA, Compton, Inglewood, Hawthorne, et cetera, who will never get the opportunity potentially to see a live WWE event or anything else. So it brings wrestling to the hood. And, you know, I had fun. I was honored to be a part of it. I was in their giant Royal Rumble Battle Royal called the Ghetto Gauntlet.
Yeah, and, I saw you took out my boy Jimmy the Strangler, man.
Man, hey, look, let me tell you something. You don't run in, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, he came in with the best intentions, you know what I'm saying? And he just ran into a villain truck. It was funny because when I get there, you know what I'm saying? It was so hot that day. I just wore a cut-off sleeve tank top and some regular, like, basketball shorts. And motherfucker was like, yo, like, who, like, people were like, oh, people see me now because of how I've been working out and I've been training. They're like, oh, you look like a nigga that's on TV. I'm like, some white kid was like, are you a superstar? I was like, it depends on who you ask. Like, it was there, like, because if you ask my children, are you a superstar? No, you just dad. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, that's fair. But yeah. The Ghetto Gauntlet was fun. The crazy part that happened to me was for the past 3 weeks that I've been wrestling, I've been deciding to, I said I wasn't just going to half-step it. If I was going to get back in the ring, first of all, I was going to train. I was going to make sure I looked good when I put my gear back on. I didn't want to just throw my gear on and be like, well, Jesus, let's see if these fit. Like, I didn't want to be that person.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure, you know, saying I look good. So that's why I've been working out like crazy, cardio, everything, et cetera, et cetera. And during the opening of the show, there was this dude, Bobby, who was talking shit, and I go in the ring, and I spine busted the fuck out of him. Long story short, nice. Cut a promo, tell everybody, blah, blah, blah. In the gauntlet, it's 20 men. I come out fourth. So I come out, you know what I'm saying? I start the show in street clothes, go back, change, put my shit on. When I come out, I'm standing at the entryway, you know, close to your ready ring. This motherfucker comes hit me with a garbage can in the back, like bam! I get hit in the back with the garbage can eight times.
Steel or plastic?
Steel. The Oscar the Grouch type joint. Not only did I get first hit in the back, as soon as I turned around, I took it to the head. I caught about 9 shots to the head of the garbage can and 8 to the back. And people were like, yo, are you going to put a hand up? I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I can take all this. And they was like, yo, what are you doing?
But I was like, attitude error over here.
Well, I can still, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't affect me as much. Okay. Here was the part of the match where shit got crazy for me. So it's a point in the match where I'm about to eliminate this dude named Rob Shit. So when he comes to me, I'm in the corner. They whooping me in the corner. They got me in the corner, whatever. And he comes, and I'm going to flip him over. Just dip, flip. He goes out, right? A little bit behind the curtain. Our wrestling training teaches you that when you run to have this happen, when you run, you jump, you grab on the rope, the top rope with your hand to control yourself. This motherfucker did want to grab the rope. So me doing a light, gentle breeze, just whoo, when I tell you this motherfucker went up then splat on the asphalt.
No, they had no pads?
Nah, nigga, this is in the parking lot. Bro, he ain't grabbed a rope, fam, went up. This nigga was like that old I Love McConan song. That nigga went up on a Saturday. But he wanted to come back down to the Tuesday. When he came back down, I was like, because I knew I was like, well, normally you can feel a person right over you. Right. I just did the light. It'd be a different story if I was like, and tried to heave him over. I could understand if
you did that, the Tai Chi movement. Yeah.
Right. I did the like with the gentle breeze of the wind. You know what I'm saying? I just had the gentle breeze of the wind. And so he was pissed because how he failed and everything. He was like, you fucking threw me. I was like, bro, trust me. If I threw you, you'd have known it. And so shout out to my homies PBA and Shiloh Greaves. They called me later in the night. They was like, hey, bro, you in the good. It was like he didn't even touch the rope. Like he didn't even grab a rope to try to, you know what I'm saying, go over. Like he didn't know how he wanted his body to turn. So I was like, man, you're not going to put this on me. I'm like, yo, I got 20 years in this. Like the one thing I'm not going to do is intentionally hurt somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a performance. It's a dance. It's all these different things. This is entertainment. I don't want to hurt anyone just as much as I don't want to get hurt. Like I always tell people at the end of the day, I got a career outside of this. This is how I'm able now to go do these shows. And they're like, yo, what's it going to cost me to bring you in? I can be that way now because the things I've been blessed to do, you know, with stand up, with acting, with this, the stuff across the internet, et cetera, et cetera. And so they're like, yo, how long? I was like, hey, bro, I've been doing this shit 20 years, fam. I was like, yo, if I'd have meant to throw you, believe me, you would have known it.
Yeah. And I doubt that there was any like incident beforehand to where he would even consider, oh, maybe this dude is trying to hurt me or injure me or whatever. But also, did we just pass over the fact you said his name is Rob Shit?
Oh yeah, you saw how we went through that real quick, right? You see how
I was like, we're not gonna address.
That's his actual ring name, Rob Shit, and there was a lot of discussion about that from the promoters and the bookers, you know. But I was like, I can't really speak to that. You know, I was like, that's what you want to name yourself. That's what you choose to name yourself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I started out my career. Well, the second phase of my career, I went from being Akbar Ali, supposed to be a black African wearing a dashiki and face paint in the Zulu Nation.
Oh no.
Swear to God, when I started back in 2000.
No.
Went from that nigga in a dashiki. Nigga in a dashiki, some biker shorts, taped up, barefoot, everything, bro.
Yo, you were full on Kamala.
With a dashiki on, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I went from that to when I met my tag partner, Rage. He was changing his name to Rage. And I remember the conversation. We were on the phone at night. And he was like, yo, we changing our names. You got to change yours or something. And I'm flipping through channels, nigga. I bullshit you not. I'm on the phone like this. Let me lock my phone for that. I won't call nobody. I'm on there and I'm flipping through channels. And I was like, I don't know. And then Trauma Life in the ER Zone. And I was like, Trauma. And that's how I got the name Trauma that I stuck with for like 15, 16 years. For like, not about 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I ended up doing the separate shit in Elite Pro as JD Hughes while the Soul Touches did their thing out there too. So it was so crazy. But again, being JD, like when I got back, everybody was like, oh, so you're just going to be the Urban Gladiator Trauma. I was like, I don't feel like I can pull the Rock off. You know how like niggas know that's Dwayne Johnson, right? But it's the Rock when he's introduced.
Yeah.
I've had people who've watched me here on Blurreds, people who've seen me on, whether you see me, New Rock Stars, Collider, The Schmodown, et cetera, throughout the entire internet, who know Jay Washington and just have always heard that Jay's a wrestler and like may have seen clips, but just was like, yo, I want to see it. So they just know who Jay Washington is. And so yeah. I was just like, the Urban Gladiator, Jay Washington. I'm just still me, regardless. I'm just going to be the Urban Gladiator. So that happened. And like I said, the show was the show. Woke well,
who,
up.
Next, who won the gauntlet match?
This dude, Rancho Camacho. They made him look strong. I give him credit for that. It made him look strong.
The Roman Reigns of Compton Mania.
Nah, nigga, not that. No. No, let's not do Roman Reigns. But I did that, man. And then Sunday. What the fuck did I do? Where did I go Sunday? I woke up Sunday. I was like, oh yeah, I went to the gym and worked out twice because my body started hurting. I was like, I'm gonna work out twice, and then I've been trying to get everything together. And I went to Hollywood. I thought I was supposed to do a drop for the network app. I've been doing a lot of shit with them. You can catch me tomorrow doing Meltdown 5 p.m. Pacific. And I was told a week ago, yo, come down. Can you come and do this drop Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning? I'm like, bet. So I get up early, nigga, get down there. They're like, what you doing here? I was like, excuse me. They're like, yeah, why are you here today? I was like, I was supposed to be here. It was like, for what? I was like, do you see this email? And it was like, oh, they got moved. I was like, well, the email could have told them I got moved. So I had to go all the way to Hollywood for nothing to come back. And again, getting all this shit together. And so
they gonna throw you some money?
Yeah. I told them, I was like, I'm invoicing y'all for my time.
Yeah,
like I Maxine Waters them almost. I reclaimed my time. You know what I'm saying? But nah, it was, you know, so I told him I'm gonna invoice him, you know, send half of what I was supposed to get paid for the day, for the moment to do that, blah blah blah. But nonetheless, y'all already know the deal. For everybody watching live, everybody in the neighborhood that's in the chat with us right now, man, we appreciate the fuck out of y'all. I can't express in enough words how much you all are grateful to me. Before I go any further, I had one of my fans reach out, and I want to send, I'm not going to put their name out, but they told me how they hadn't been in touch and they hadn't been watching the shows as much as often because their daughter has been diagnosed with cancer. And I told, you know, my heart goes out to anyone who is dealing with that, who, you know, cancer is just fucking awful all the way around. Having friends I know who have dealt with it. Shout out to the homie Kevin Smets, who is now in remission from it. To know that and to know a parent is dealing with that. And I know the person is a strong parent. I told them my thoughts and prayers are with you because I don't know what more I can give you. And I say that because I know a lot of times when shit happens, we always hit a phrase, man, you got my thoughts and prayers, man, you got my thoughts and prayers. And it's just something to say in passing. You know what I'm saying? It's something to say to buy the time. But I was like, yo, until I know anything else that I can do as me, whatever I can do in any way, that, you know, my prayers. That goes back to another thing, again, before I get into the show. Another thing I did. Friday, I was going to Tarjay, right? I am bougie.
Tarjay.
I'm catching the bus back to the crib because I don't live that far from Target, take the bus, whatever. Right. There's the dudes, they're trying to get their car. I don't know if you know where the FedEx parking lot is across from that Target on Sepulveda. There's a FedEx. So the dudes were in their work truck.
Just go ahead and give the people your address while you're at it, Jay.
I didn't say where I stay. I just said on Sepulveda. There's a bunch of shit on Sepulveda out here. So the dudes were in their work truck, giant pickup truck with pane glass, everything heavy as shit. Two dudes, the truck stopped and they were trying to go on up and it was going down and they couldn't push it. The two dudes couldn't push it. And I'm just watching them, right? While I'm waiting on the bus to get back. Sure. I was like, well, all right, God, here I am. Let's do this. I was like, hey, man, I got it. Just steer. And the other dude was like, what? I was like, bro, I got it. Just make sure he steers. He was like, you sure? I was like, move. And pushed the whole truck upwards, made it go 25 feet back, and then just walked off. Nigga, it rolled all the way back, and dude was just guiding it. And they both were like, what the fuck just happened?
They thought they met a superhero or something.
I just went and sat back and waited for the bus. So, I mean, just, you know.
Why didn't you hitch a ride with them?
Because the car doesn't work. It just was able to be pushed. It didn't start. They wasn't moving. What ride was I going to catch? The one sitting there?
You just keep pushing it, and then you run up to it, jump in, let it roll to wherever it needs to go. So that way they can get gas or, you know, put the fix the battery, and then they drop you off.
Nigga! Thank you for the sirens. Anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip, y'all. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. If you want to donate, you want to support, you already know how we can do it. I'm sorry, I forgot. Damn, this is the first week of the month, so I didn't mean to say that. I apologize. First, we have this rule on Blurreds in the Hood. First week of the month, we never push the Streamlabs joint. Because it's like we know people got their own bills, rent, et cetera, et cetera. We always are grateful for whatever people give and when they want to donate and support, however. But the first weekend of the month, it's like, yo, that's y'all. Do you. Winston and I've always stood on that. And we've always wanted to be, you know, that shining example of like, yes, it's grateful. This is a job. You know, you guys have supported us. It's helped out a lot throughout this entire parallelogram. We get it. But it's like you didn't have to. And so we don't want everybody to think that. And then we don't want everybody to be like, yo, why is this nigga still I got bills? You got bills. You can do what you do. All right. So let's get right into. Okay. Open up. There you go. I wanted to make sure I had to put my screen up for the run sheet. The Black Widow review embargo dropped today. Black Widow drops next Friday, July 9th, in theaters everywhere. I got the pleasure to see it last
night. Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. I had the pleasure to screen Black Widow. Now, I'm going to say this. Like, I'm recording my review later on today. I got to do a self-tape audition after this, but I'm going to have my review drop.
All right.
I've said this before, and I stand on this. This is a movie that is 10 years too late. I've always said this. This movie should have been happening right after Iron Man 2. But granted, you don't get a Florence Pugh at that point. So I kind of get, you know, there would end if you're going to do the Yelena Belova story, then you get somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a standalone MCU movie. And people are like, it's not this grandiose send-off that they were expecting Scarlett Johansson to get. Again, it is a movie that is set after Civil War. It's set after Captain America Civil War. That's when this movie is set. If the movie would have came out then, I would have been perfectly fine with it. It looks different. Shouts out to Kate Shortland when she did. Jack Schaefer is one of the writers who was end up being the showrunner for WandaVision. The problem I have, and I've seen this already on a lot of comments on Twitter, Facebook, it's you lame ass, no pussy getting ass niggas. Why has it got to be about women? Why has it got to be about the girls? What about the guys? Shut your dick beating raw ass up. I hate you lame ass niggas. Every time there is a movie with a woman at the head of the center and it's about women. And the thing again, it's about, this movie is about the Red Room where she was trained as the Black Widow. What's about that? You get the Budapest story that her and Hawkeye talk about in the first Avengers. It's these different things. It's a good movie.
Yeah. How is Taskmaster as the villain?
It's a dope retcon what they do. Everybody already knows it's not the same. Everybody's pretty much sure it's not the same Taskmaster as everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Knew what it's going to be. But what they do works. I'm not going to say it again. My review, as y'all already know, I do spoiler reviews. So, because I don't know how to talk about a lot of shit without spoiling it. So I'm just, this is as much as you get. But the task is, again, it's meant to set a lot of movies in the MCU. Some are set up standalone movies. Some are just straight setup movies. This is just what it is. And I agree. Think that we as fans have got to the point that this shit gotta be what I want it to be, or it's gotta come out the gate with action, action, swinging, all this shit. The movie is a dope espionage action film. I liked it. So again, for those of y'all, if you want to check it out when it drops, please do. Thoughts?
And it's wild to me that anyone would see the Black Widow character and think like, well, where are her superpowers? That's not who she is. She's always been this badass spy. This redemption story. Not only just in the Avengers, but like even in the comics lore, it's someone who does all this like wicked shit who's now trying to like fix it all. That's really even the point of, was it Endgame, where she throws herself off the fucking cliff. And you know, I have not seen Black Widow yet. I don't have the same privileges as Jay here does, but I do hope, and Jay, maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong or right here, I do hope that the last 10 minutes and entire credits and end credit sequence is just Black Widow's dead body at the end of that mountain that she threw herself off of, and Red Skull up there like, damn, okay, I wasn't expecting her to. She really went through it. Okay. Nigga.
Why do I have you on this show? Anyway, let's move on. The BET Awards were this Sunday, and this year celebrated women, Black women. And one of the biggest shocks that came out was Cardi B showed up baby bump. Yes,
mad pregnant.
Her and Offset were out here during the panini, doing the horizontal polka, and he has filled her up full of more Migos seed. They are expecting their second child, which is dope. One of the other highlights of the BET Awards was Lil Nas X's performance. Now, if you saw it, he did an Egyptian rendition of Michael Jackson's Remember the Time dance, did a lot of the dance steps, but that was not only the highlight. It was this moment where Lil Nas X, at the end of his performance, kisses one of his male dancers on the mouth. And let me tell you something, the Hotep Nation tried to lose their mind. Niggas, it was like, oh, this is how you destroy the Black family. How dare you kiss a man on TV? The fuck?
Not on our BET. This is a channel that's safe for baby boy reruns.
How dare you do this? This is the time every time we play Bad Boys and Martin Lawrence supposed to say motherfucker, we have him say Mother Fowler. How dare you kiss a man in the mouth? And somebody tweeted to Lil Nas X and said that he should respect our ancestors. First of all, doing an Egyptian performance, that he should respect our ancestors. And Lil Nas X responded by saying, y'all really like to pretend that homosexuality didn't exist in African culture. Which is the truth.
Yeah.
Like, why do people act like gay men, women, the trans community? Like, according to some of these Hotep niggas, the only thing that's been happening is, in their words, bitches been eating pussy. That's it. No, yeah. There has been an LGBT community before it was designated.
Fam, you know most holidays in American culture are set on a kind of Roman Catholic revisionist history of what used to be pagan gay holidays. Like, niggas used to just get it in and be like, all right, we got wine and rabbits or whatever the fuck. And then like some priest came and it was like, all right, there's too much butt fucking going on here. We need to make this about Jesus. That was basically every single holiday. People butt fucking to the point where priests were like, hey guys, can we make this about Jesus so we can go touch some kids or whatever was going on back then?
Like, nigga, the queens in Egypt and throughout history have been known for fucking mad hoes throughout the
yo.
Like, they were fucking more chicks than the king was. So what are y'all talking? Kings have been known for having relationships with other men. And they were like, oh, we can't let anyone find this out because it would make us look weak. And some of those kings have been strong throughout history. Like, what in the fuck is people talking about? I hate that.
Let me just say this. I don't, if I have someone who is a king or ruler of our nation or whatever, or a tribe, I don't think anything is going to seem scarier or stronger to me and or our ops than our leader or ruler or king fucking another dude in the ass. That is some scary shit.
Here's the scariest part. That's our opponent. Shout out to one of the Streamlabs that came through. I'll read it. And somebody was like, yo, it's still the end of the month. Okay, so scrolling down about. Here's the thing. If my king is a tiny nigga and his nigga is like 6'8 and bucks him, but this nigga run the kingdom, that's a nigga you should be scared of. You know what I'm saying? You got this little minuscule ass nigga getting rammed, or he's working this big nigga over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he got this big 6'8 nigga making toast. Like, go on, nigga, make me a medieval smoothie. What?
They didn't have lube back then. They didn't have lube. That's just all, you know.
This nigga was going, go and grab me some sheep fat. Sheep fat? Like, you was just rubbing the dick with sheep fat, nigga. Like, but again, I don't, homophobia, we've always talked about homophobia in the black community. We've talked about this, and it is ever prevalent. And again, people are like, oh, Lil Nas X got on, and then the industry changed him, et cetera, or he's doing too much. Now, there will be people who are older members of the LGBT community who have said that some of the younger members are doing too much. Now, that is an argument and debate, but within the community itself. That is me as a straight man. I got nothing to do with that. Like, I'll be like this. Look, if you just ran this motherfucking peacock feathers, nigga, stop. Okay, like, we got a point. Okay, why are you wearing peacock feathers? Like,
because I got money. Yo, I'm assuming Lil Nas X is a millionaire at this point. If I have $1 million and I am, you know, and I got that off of one song that I just uploaded to SoundCloud and got fucking Billy Ray Cyrus on, I'm wearing whatever the fuck I want. I'm wearing all the feathers, nigga. I'm going to look like a pigeon in that bitch.
Shout out to Jimmy Nails, who's a member of the LGBT community, a loving member of the neighborhood. We love him. Jimmy says he is doing too much, but I'm here for it. Look, let me tell you something. If I got $1 million, at least I know I can keep $1 million. I'm a straight dude. I'm having sex in the middle of the boulevard with traffic cones around me because it's like I want to divert. I don't want anybody to run it to me by mistake. I want to put, like, you know how they have the medians and shit. I want to put cones. I want niggas to have to go slowly around and see him. Like, what is he doing? Like, I want to be able. Let me tell you something. I want to. If I get $1 million, if I come up on when I make this big deal. And I all of a sudden am getting millions of dollars. Nigga, I want to fuck in the back of the ambulance with the siren just going and the doors open. Like, I want bungee ties. Just to be like, what is this? Indecent exposure? Nigga, I got the money. Like, let's, you know what? Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. But another big moment throughout the BET Awards was Queen Latifah was presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award. But it wasn't just the fact she was finally getting her flowers, as many of us feel. She was getting the recognition that was due. It was what she said when she was ending her speech.
I'm gonna get off this stage, but I thank you so much for all of you, the fans, for supporting every crazy ass thing I've done through the years. And thank you for making Equalizer number one. Ebony, my love. Rebel, my love. Peace. Happy Pride.
Well, this to many has officially confirmed what I think everybody knew.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those, did we need the confirmation? And also, here's the number one thing I always want to ask this question, Martin, and maybe you can answer it for me.
All right.
Why does it fucking matter?
On who's in, though?
If Queen Latifah is gay or not, and if she comes out or not, I understand with her being an icon in her position, her coming out and being open and visible helps a lot of other people who may be in the closet. I understand that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when we act like it should matter to us that they do it. Now, when Ben Diesel finally comes out and is in a thong on the top of a Corvette, Thomason, I want The Rock in more than one way, then I'll be happy, nigga. Because that's the one I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on Ben Diesel to be like, I am Groot. Like, I'm waiting on...
Jay.
violence.
Well, don't. Why was it? What? Okay. In your
stop it. Get some help.
Why would he be in a thong on a Corvette film? And he don't even like The Rock. He's not gonna want to fuck The Rock.
He may want The Rock to fuck him. You don't understand.
It'd be like Tyrese or something, or Paul Walker's
so
brother.
You trying to tell me that Mark Vincent, when he's not being Vin Diesel, after doing the Katy Perry singing, wants Tyrese to get behind him and hit him with the fa la 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 la, always Coca-Cola. Like, that's what you want?
He's going to be, my baby! That's what Tyrese going to be. My baby! That Reese.
More do you want from me? Oh my God.
I'm sorry, exactly y'all. This show don't come back. If this show don't come. Hey, this is the realest line ever. Kelly Wayne on the podcast was like, somebody called Winston. Jacked it up. Somebody called Winston.
I'm so sorry. Am I letting them go wild?
Like, this is why we need Winston to balance the show out. Jay is wild. I'm just saying. Yep. Shouts out. Again, I don't like to go in the neighborhood that much. I'm just saying. Again, there are. I think we got to understand what. What were you about to say?
I just like that I'm your enabler, apparently. That I just let you say this shit. And I just went. What, does Winston hit you or something? What's going
well,
on?
Winston here? Can sometimes try to change the subject and move the show forward, but he's not here. So therefore,
I'm here for the chaos.
You are here for the madness, the destruction that this is. And the bad part is, I didn't get a new overlay. So everybody who just first time ever tuning the Blurs in the Hood just heard about it, gonna be like, "Yo, why is this nigga Winston just let them do this?" And they gonna realize you ain't really Winston. Which, by the way, that's Martin Morrow for those who are wondering. Who just chimed in. But again, what does it matter? What does it matter? You know, again, yes, in the grand scheme of being visible for more LGBTQ youth, especially, and just people in general to do that, to be able to come out and be free and be who they are, I got it. Visibility, I got it. But overall, when we feel like we need to know every aspect of someone's life, that's the issue I have.
But I think it's more so because of the social climate now where people have to expose who, like, think of it like the Chris Hardwick situation from a couple of years back, right? When they were trying to come after him, right? When I read all the shit that old girl said and I read Chris Hardwick's response, I realized, like, oh, this is they had a breakup. But people have to use certain words or use certain things to kind of reconstruct the idea of what relationships or the relationship with audiences mean. Mm-hmm. So I think in the case of this, people have been speculating about Queen Latifah's sexuality for years, right?
So I mean, especially when she was so convincing as Cleo was set it off, nigga, everybody was like, Dana.
she was the least. What was it Max and not Max? What was her character name in Living Single?
Khadijah.
Yeah, Khadijah is not a straight black woman's name, fam. Like, let's keep it a buck.
Stop.
Let's keep it a buck. How many Khadijahs you know who don't have on like fucking polo shirts and khaki shorts on right now?
Nasty.
Here's my thing. My belief is there's a Khadijah, like, she's an alpha female. Any Khadijah I've ever met has been an alpha woman. Like, I have never met any with, again.
The alpha stud? The alpha stud, Jay? Is that what?
What?
Well, every Khadijah you met, Jay. What was their haircut? Be honest with me. What did their hair look like, Jay?
She got some beautiful ass tiny dreads. She got her, so for reference, you know, Tanisha's dreads, Justinisha's dreads.
Yeah.
That's how that Khadijah I know has her hair.
She got kids?
Yeah, she got a couple kids, I think. Yeah, she got a couple kids. I mean, I mean, again, don't put this on me, bro. Don't do this.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm just proving my point. All right. They knew what was going on the Living Single. If they did a reboot of the Living Single right now, right? Original characters, try and convince me Khadijah and Max ain't together.
Nigga, Max have been fucking Kyle Barker for longer than we found out.
But how many times did they break up and get back together, her and Kyle?
Because that's good chocolate sex right there. When you have good chocolate, like, you can have good Neapolitan sex too, you know what I'm saying? As a dark-skinned dude with a light-skinned white girl, you have good Neapolitan sex. You ever had a mocha shake, nigga? Jamocha shake like it's from Arby's, nigga? Like, what, nigga?
Arby's is the thing you want to bring up here?
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
What?
Nobody ever makes a comparison to Arby's to prove their point. That oh yeah, I can't wait to fuck that pussy. It's like an Arby's roast beef.
I didn't say that. I said the shake.
There's so many other shakes, Jay. McDonald's shake.
Nigga, this machine don't work for the McDonald's shake. What are you talking about?
Okay, but then that would be a better point because their relationship didn't work quite well.
Khadijah was in love with Scooter, nigga. Scooter.
What does Scooter look like?
Cress Williams, nigga. Black Lightning.
Okay, all right.
Scottie Pippen out here wilding, y'all. Scottie Pippen out here owns some shit, boy. Scottie done dropped his book he got to sell, and Scottie done just said, I give no fucks, zero fucks. He was recently on the Dan Patrick Show. Check this out.
Help me understand the GQ article where you talked about the 1994 playoff game when you refused to go back in the game and Phil set up the play for Tony Kukoc.
Well, I mean, it's not much to be said. If you go back and look at when Scottie Pippen entered the Bulls and when Tony Kukoc entered the Bulls and who deserved the last shot of the game.
No. I understand that, Scottie. I'm just going by what you said. You said you need to read between the fine lines. And then you go on to say it was a racial move to give him, Tony Kukoc, a rise. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, if you knew that Scottie Pippen had been with the Bulls from 87, battled through the Pistons, and every other team that we had to get to those three championships, wouldn't you give Scottie Pippen one opportunity to get a last second shot without Michael Jordan? Like, 1 year without Michael Jordan, can I get one shot? Like, I'm doing all the dirty work.
But all of that I understand from the basketball standpoint. But when you say a racial move.
Well, why would Tony, who was a rookie, get the last second shot and you put me out? A bounce. That's what I mean, racial. Like, that was Scottie Pippen's team.
But
Scottie
Phil
Pippen
then
was but, on pace to be an MVP that year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why would you put him in a position not to be successful? Why wouldn't you put him in a position to succeed? Michael Jordan is not there. So who's next in line for you?
But have you talked to Phil about this? Because by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think?
What is this nigga Scottie Pippen? Oh,
fam, that book is gonna be a bestseller.
Scottie is the epitome of a nigga in his feelings. Nigga, Scottie was writing this book, The Last Dance Drop. Well, you know, Michael ain't really telling the truth. Michael, blah, 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 all this. Now, Phil Jackson was about to expose Kobe. Phil was a racist. Nigga, what?
Yeah. Well, between bro, that, all the shit with KD and, like, yeah.
KD ain't like LeBron. KD ain't the dude. Take the last shot. He just ain't that person. Nigga, you got mad because you didn't. when Larsa Pippen left this nigga to go fuck Future and, all, and a whole bunch of other young AAU niggas, this nigga is hurt. This nigga Scotty is like, I'm trying to be on my young ho shit, but this nigga is too busy whining on every podcast. You know, I talk about how Michael was really a bitch in my book. Nigga, stop!
Yeah, he is taking it out on everybody except for the person who did him dirty.
The nigga don't want, and I understand as a man.
He don't see no future. He don't see no future in basketball. That's what it is. He don't see.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
That's all it is, Jay. You hurt that man hurting. His spirit hurt. You've been through a bad breakup before. You know what it is. You go up, you air everybody out. Guess what?
Okay,
you
got hoes, first you got of all, hoes. First of all, let me say this for the record. I want to make sure people understand. When I go through a bad breakup, I do not air everybody out. It depends on how I've had bad breakups. I've had evil breakups. Okay. Here we go. Well, all right. Let me say this as a disclaimer. I'm really a Christian, and I have a good heart.
Oh no!
And the Lord has been working on me over the years to make me a better person, and that's why I take the blessings from streamlabs.com/blurtsandhoods/tip. And God has been working on my heart. Now.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
No. When my ex and I broke out, my ex-wife and I, my son's mama, I kind of told people I wouldn't piss on fire to put her out. I also kind of said, I hope that bitch gets hit by 4 ice cream trucks back to back to back, all selling Choco Tacos. But that was then. The me now is a good, wholesome man. The good me now is about being one and forgiving and getting with the Lord.
Hello.
So I don't want anybody ever to think that me...
Motherfucking, fucking...
Jay Cephas.
Excuse me?
Jay Cephas, listen. What we just witnessed here was you coming to your pippinness. All right, I think we need to eradicate the word pettiness and replace it with pippinness, because that's what it is. This is like whatever the opposite of dirty mackin is. How you can expose somebody well after they retired. This, you know, niggas ain't coaching or playing no more, and then Pippin's like, yeah, he trash. Michael Jordan was just, he gave everybody the last shot. That was just for the cameras. I bet he rehearsed that, all that shit.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
Goddamn right. Pippin.
All right, look, let me go ahead and read these Streamlabs real quick. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. You got a chance. You got about 10, 15 more minutes to get them in before we get get up out of here. Let me go to some refreshing real quick. Trash Panda, thank you so much for the donation. Says, rest in peace to the gift of gab from Blackalicious. Yeah, it's heartbreaking to hear he lost his battle with kidney problems. Everyone should bump the Blackalicious track, Make You Feel That Way. It really puts life little victories into perspective. I definitely will be checking that out. Alberto Rios, as always, thank you so much for the donation. Kirstie, thank you so much for the donation. We appreciate you. Christian Ramos, thank you. Says, hey, Blurreds, these past 3 months have been dark for my family. My mom survived appendicitis and is battling cancer. Thankfully, she's getting treatment when we thought it was too late. Thank you for keeping me laughing and smiling through hard times. Allow me to say this on behalf of Winston. We always want to make sure that we can help anybody through their tough times, even if it's just a gift of laughter and putting a smile on your face. You always have love and support from us and everyone here in the neighborhood with us. So please never think you are alone in anything. And if you ever need to reach out, a kind word, whatever I can do. And I think I can speak the same for Winston. If we're available, we're here. And if need be, we will make time. Just know we're, you know, I know a lot of people in the neighborhood go through a lot of shit daily. And, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays and now Sundays are the things that help you all, as many of you said, get through it. And that's what we, you know, we're grateful for that. We're grateful for, no matter that you support our show, we have been a positive light in your lives and something to anchor down to. So I want to say thank you for that. Let me go to my next one. French Tarner says, yo, it's still the end of my month. Cheers, Blurds. Thank you so much. It says, did y'all catch the backyard wrestling gender reveal running around Twitter this weekend? Funny as hell. Yes, I did. I saw it. Did you see it?
I did not.
So they set up a gender, you know, they set up a gender reveal where it was one guy was in blue, the other guy was in pink. Whoever wins the match, that's what they're having. And so they set up the match and whatnot. And I think it was the pink that won at the end. They were having a girl. And So, yeah, it was just that. It was nice. It was cute. It was unique. It was this. It was something where $100,000 in property damage didn't have to fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? It didn't burn down a bunch of natural forest preserves and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was perfectly fine with that version of a gender reveal. Like, I felt like that was, you know, definitely a thing that was needed. I just had some more I saw. Let me refresh. All right. And that was...
Hey, I'll say, here's my plan for a gender reveal whenever I have kids, is I'm going to do a bunch of acid, and then whatever colors I puke up, that is what the baby's going to be.
Who are these niggas? Okay.
This nigga said he wants to do a bunch of acid.
I did it for the first time this week, man. You know, so now
I'm hooked, with some results, right? With some weird results. You know what that meant, right? Hey, Martin.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
How does that one equate to what the fuck we were just talking about?
I mean, just look, I have control. Curtis Lopez, thank you for your donation. He says, people out here really believe Jesus wasn't a freak back in the day. Not only did he fuck Mary Magdalene, he fucked his disciples. He called Simon Peter his rock. They bumped and grind. Also, he was dark-skinned and had dreads and smoked that grass.
Wow. Was that why Judas was so mad? Was Judas like the sassy bitch of the group? He was like, Jesus out here pretending that he the son of God and he doing magic tricks or whatever. He fucking everybody but me. He think he the baddest bitch in the group. He made me his disciple, bitch. It's Judas in the 12. I should be at the head of the table. Fuck all what y'all talking about.
Oh, yeah. No.
What is up with this show today, man? Listen, just
fam, what the fuck was in that box?
A cat. Randy Constance, thank you for the donation. She says, hey, little homie, where your mom's at? Scottie Pippen Jr.'s teammate.
Oh. That's pretty Pippin right there. That's some Pippin shit to do.
Hey, where your mom's at?
Classic.
You know what? Y'all already know what time it is.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Well, this one happened in a Walmart, and it's not a Karen today. It's a Chad. Uh-oh. And enjoy.
Yep.
Fucking go too far and start something, right? Right? You want to see my back kick right now?
Call the cops.
Let's go.
Call the cops.
Yep. Call the cops right now.
That's what I'm tired of. You guys think? You like black people? You guys think you guys are folks so fucking strong?
Yeah.
You guys think you're so fucking strong and everything? Right? Come on, make a move, dude. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Time to go, sir.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey,
get out of here.
Time to go.
You've been drinking. You need to go.
Police?
All right. Black people?
Walmart, mine.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap just came out. I was trying to get Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap. Yeah, that's what we're here for, too.
Let me say something for the record. I just also want to preface this by saying again, so no one has any misunderstandings or misconstrued takes of what I'm saying. I, Jay Washington, am a Christian. I'm a holy individual. I do not believe in violence. I do not believe that you should actively seek violence against people. I don't think that you should actively hate and want to hurt people. I, Jay Washington, believe that the world is beautiful and the butterflies and feathers. However, the moment this nigga thought it was Ninja Gaiden and tried to hand to hand and flinch, I'd have backhand this motherfucker to Jesus. If this nigga would have kicked, I would have uppercut him in the middle of the Wranglers and split his scrotum in half. I would beat this drunk ass hillbilly redneck Billy Ray Cyrus with a haircut looking motherfucker to the end of his day. I would whoop his ass through Walmart to self-checkout. I swear to God, I am tired of black people having to be the ones to be calm. That is the type of nigga you beat his ass, grab the cashier's mic and say, we got to clean up in electronics. I would smack this nigga with a sound bar. Like, I hate.
Well, it's for me, it's the fact that all of that was over a Pokemon game, bro. Like, leave that man alone.
Nigga, you would have killed them all, and by killed them all, to all 10 of these knuckles. This nigga would have caught. This nigga would have. I want to be the Berry Bell. I would beat this nigga's ass to a melody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I will Jesse James Team Rocket on his skull. Nigga, I would play Crime Mob on the speakers. Somebody cue up Nuck if you buck. Matter of fact, we don't want no prop. I would whoop this nigga's ass to get low from the windows to the walls of the Walmart and it falls. I would go into Sporting Goods.
You're saying you would have evolved into Charizard so he could catch all the smoke.
I'm not evolving into nothing but a nigga because you gonna get this. You gonna get this.
Niggasaur. Nigga. Nigachu. Nigaweth. Nigar. Like,
Nigar sounds like an actual one. It sounds like the 287th Pokemon. I caught a Nigar. What? No, you didn't. Oh, shit.
Nigtu.
But again, I am tired of this shit where black people have to be calm in these situations. Yeah. You had one, we played one last week where a sister snapped over the couch. She was like, yo, she snapped. And the dude was like, don't lose your job. It's always got to be that for us. We always have to have this level of composure when ignorance is presented in front of us. We always have to be the cooler head prevailing. We have to be the calmer ones. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. Because dudes like that deserve to have their motherfucking souls touched. Dudes like that deserve to have their earlobe stumped together so they can clap like a church choir director. Dudes like that deserve to get the Tu Wong Fu beat up out of them. I swear to God, I would stump the holiday heart in a nigga like that. With flip-flops on. Do you understand? If I got to come out my Adidas slides, nigga, on a floor in Walmart, I'm in slides for a reason. I am comfortable. And if I got to come out these slides, nigga, these ain't even my best socks. I'm whooping your ass.
Yeah. And I feel, if anything, Walmart is definitely the place where fighting should be legal.
Like, nigga, you should I'm going to the BB gun aisle, and I'm putting the red rifle, the barrel up your asshole. I'm treating you like you, this is LL Cool J and N2D.
Yo, did they ever find that white man? I remember they're like Twitter, do your thing. Did they ever find him?
More than likely they found him. But here's the problem again. Twitter finds everybody that does this. This is what Twitter does. This is why Twitter is amazing for that one reason. The problem becomes, yes, they may lose their job. Okay. Yes, they may all of a sudden be shamed and ridiculed. But when that happens, you don't hear about the follow-up where there's another company who was like, well, don't worry, them niggers can get you fired, but you a good white man, come work here. You know what I'm saying? Work for Confederate Chickens R Us. Like shit like that. Like, you can do those things. We don't hear about that. Nothing happens. They give a bullshit ass apology. I don't know what, because he'll say, I was drunk. I don't know what came over me. No, you know exactly what it was. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Winston and I say it on the show all the time. This consistently happens. You know, black people are supposed to be, we have to show that we're the bigger person. We have to take the higher road. Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. No, when they go low, I stump on a dick. Like, yo, what is you talking? I'm tired of this.
No, trust me. If any nigga knows, it's me. You know that.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That is that. Before I get up out of here, I want to also say COVID is still a thing.
Yep.
It just was announced in LA County that maybe you might want to wear your mask indoors still, people. Because why? The Delta variant of the virus is out here running these streets. And from what I was told from some close sources, if you think the Delta variant is bad, wait till the Spirit one comes around. Now.
Oh, my God. No, see, I said what I said. See, I know the Delta variant is bad, but the AKA variant is just a lot worse.
Nigga, I was going to say that Sigma Beta, Sigma variant, nigga.
Yeah. You can tell when someone has the Delta variant because they walk around going, oh.
Yep. I'm finna get fucked up by every Delta I know after this show.
My mama.
I know.
My whole family, yeah.
I know a bunch of Deltas, and my daughter's mom, she almost is there, but like financial shit, but she knows so many AKAs. I really believe she's finna try to have my daughter walking around with a goddamn pinky in the air talking about some ski-wee, and I'm like, don't you ski-wee shit around me. Like, just for all of my non-black people,
I know there's a lot of question marks going off in the comments right now.
To all my non-black people, we're talking about the Divine Nine, okay? Shout out to the homie Clark Jones. He's one of the staff writers for Run the World on Stars. The nigga has one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life. I remember we were out in Chicago. We were out in front of the Harold Washington Cultural Center. It was me, Clark, and our homeboy Calvin Evans. And Calvin is a Kappa. And Calvin had on his Kappa sweater. It just had the, his letters, K-A Psi. This nigga Clark said, why you walking around with that kill all folks sweatshirt on? Nigga, I was done. I still got to go do a fucking self-tape after this, man. Yeah. Thank you to everybody who rocked with us today, man. Martin, I appreciate you so much. Before we get up out of here, please, my device is overheating. Oh, shit. Okay, turn off then. Shit. My Roku just was like, your device is overheating. Like, nigga, it's been hot. Nigga, I know the whole apartment. Go ahead and tell people how they can find you and what you got going on.
Guys, please find me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Martin M. Morrow, spelled like tomorrow. So it's M-A-R-T-I-N-M, then M-O-R-R-O-W. Check out my podcast, The Bullies Podcast. Download my album. Just look up Martin Morrow on Spotify. Magic of the City, that's what it's called. It came out last year, but check it out, download it, give it a listen. If you're in the LA area, this Saturday night I'm doing a show at the Comedy Chateau called the North Hollywood Shuffle. We got an insane lineup. Jay's gonna be on there soon as well. It's gonna be a monthly show. Maybe we, you know, hopefully we'll pop
I just
it up.
Want y'all to hear that so we know it's live, and so I can always run that shit back when I be like, nigga, what happened? Like,
don't make sure you just go ahead. But yeah, check it out. 9:30 this Saturday, July 3rd at the Comedy Chateau. I got a bunch of other shows coming up. If you're in Utah, Electric Comedy Theater, headlining there. I'm going to be at Comedy House NOLA in August. Some shows in Florida as well in August. If you're at SummerSlam also, come up and say hey. So yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate that. For Winston A. Marshall, he is not here as always. Follow him at the Swaggy Blur, Twitter, Instagram. I believe the IG show is happening tomorrow. He's going to be talking episode 4 of Loki. Check that out. I want to make sure I plug that. We're back here on Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific. We need your thoughts and prayers, me and Winston. We got something major we're doing. We need some love on that for that. For me, Twitter, Instagram, Mr. J. Washington. I'll be at Meltdown Network tomorrow. For those who wonder what the shirt she played Thunder on Black Lightning. This is from her line, Why Fear? Your fears and egos aren't real. So make sure you go check that out on Twitter and Instagram. They sent out Black Lightning right before the finale, sent out a nice little swag gift to everyone who has supported the show throughout the years and everything. And one of the things was a Why Fear shirt. So I wanted to throw that on to support it today. Make sure you the Mad Titan podcast, everybody's been asking about that. Y'all do realize my schedule, it is going to happen. I'm getting it done. I'm back to work at the nightclub as a bouncer this weekend, so I gotta go back to work on my regular job while doing this. I gotta do a self-tape audition. I'm on a veil for a commercial. I'm sitting there trying to make shit happen, and then we got some stuff tomorrow. I'm trying to blow and I'm trying to do it all and create something great for my babies. But listen, on behalf of Winston A. Marshall, Martin Morrow, we will holler at y'all on Tuesday. We out of here.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
30, and they know what I mean. Nigga, I'm over here sweating like a slave at the auction that might not get chose. Do you know how bad this gotta feel, nigga? Like, don't nobody want you as a slave? Like, you be on the block, you be like, you niggas ain't gonna pick, man. Like, you ain't never.
What? What?
But you never feel like the slave at the auction. They'd be like, yo, we don't want you, nigga. Like, yo, you just gotta be gone. Well, like,
where did this come from?
How much I'm sweating, nigga. I'm sweating like they were like, yo, we need two bucks and two small ones. And they was like, yeah, you not really quite thing. And I was like, oh, well, what the fuck, nigga? What?